It is Friday, the 10th of April 2015, and this is episode 242 of Digital Outbox. Hello, welcome along to a what feels like a summary episode. The sun's out, we're all smiling, I'm smiling, I'm Chris hosting today, and joined by Ian, also not smiling.
Oh, well, I'm all right, I've just got a bit of a cold.
Oh.
Bless.
Yeah, excuse the sniffles, coughs, sneezing,
basically general, I'm diseased.
General mucus. so other than that, let's go with the news, which we're going to start with Facebook. There's not enough Facebook in your life now, I know this. So Facebook are offering new ways to inject into your personal being. They've launched a dedicated Messenger webpage in a similar way to you have a Messenger app on your your devices now. You've also got a website you can go to. But they are stressing that this is an independent website, so you can still use Messenger through Facebook itself. But you have an additional option if you don't want to be distracted by your newsfeed.
I still get confused by Facebook and like Messenger apps, and they've got WhatsApp, and they've now launched like WhatsApp in the web, and they've now launched Messenger in the web.
Yeah.
It just seems to be, don't care, just as long as we get people.
Yeah, but they you know, they said at their F8 conference this year, you know,
Fate.
That's pretty much Fate, yes, it's pretty much it really, which is that they've got this ecosystem of products. They're all keeping them sort of independent. They don't really care whether they self-mutilate each other, so they don't care about people joining one, not joining the other, as long as they get a list of people, because somewhere they've got a complete list of people.
And I think that's how they're just going to go on. And we saw that's the reason they bought Instagram. I mean, they're just going to, I think, any platform that takes off, Facebook will buy them.
It does seem like that. Maybe they'll get to the Google point, which is, you know, too many products, and they might start, consolidating down. I'm not sure of the added benefit of having the Messenger app, but I guess there is that thing where a work might let a Messenger app go where it doesn't let Facebook go.
Oh, no.
No, okay. I mean, it could very much be... a slightly different angle on it, isn't it? Facebook's considered to be, you know, pastime in it, whereas Messenger is actually getting something done, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's really, so for like me and my corporate world, it's weird because Facebook and Twitter and all that used to be banned,
mm-hmm.
and it used to make a big thing about it. And then they said, actually, no, everything's opened. And apart from the kind of file sharing bits of it all.
Yes.
So anything like, you know, Dropbox and Evernote and all these useful tools are like, no, you'll see all our secrets. But quite happy to tweet about them.
LinkedIn, they've just been dropping around some money, $1.5 billion to be precise, to buy the online learning company called lynda.com. I'm sure you've come across lynda.com. They advertise pretty heavily, all their kind of online courses you can do, pretty well respected. And LinkedIn, who knew, had lots of cash to spend on it. They spent pretty much half cash and half stock.
Yeah, lynda.com, pretty well respected, and LinkedIn, I just hate them.
I know, I don't know where they must be the biggest hated thing on the internet, because everyone has a LinkedIn account. It's spammy, horrible. The only time people ever really want to use it is, you know, when they're finding a new job, which can be a pretty stressful time in their lives. And even then, I don't know what benefit it brings, really.
No, and I mean, I do get once a month, I'll get like, we've seen your, you know, resume or seen your CV, and we think you'd be interested in this role. You know, do you want to get in touch? But I'm still convinced that's just a recruiter trying to fill, I will get 10 people for this interview.
And I've certainly had that. I've seen that before where, they invited along, but really just to fill the numbers for a post that they want to actually advertise and give to someone internal, but they have to go through the motions. I've seen it before. I don't know. I mean, I guess they're certainly making money. So LinkedIn are finding ways of making money.
Yeah. And they're a bit vague about what this is going to do. They're talking about that You know, they'll link job seekers to educational development tools.
Well, I mean, recently they have, it's not even recent, is it? They've been making more and more of their endorsements and expand, you know, your skill sets. So people listing out their skills and stuff like that. So this is, I guess, just a simple way they can have a button in there, enhance your skills by taking online courses. And you can get, I guess, I'm sure Lynda, I haven't really used Lynda myself. I'm guessing they've got some sort of assessment at the end of the course, and maybe that could be the LinkedIn endorsement that they've, you know, you've passed that particular skill set.
The bit I never realised was, so Lynda is, if you're not familiar with it, it's spelled LYNDA, so lynda.com, mm-hmm. And I just thought it was just some sort of play on a word or something, or somebody's put together, you know, two surnames, but it's founded mm-hmm. by Lynda Weinman. Yep. Who spells her name? LYNDA. And this was in 1995, so it's probably one of these kind of first technical skills websites, and just started up herself.
Yeah, that's you know, that's talking about, was it Friends Forever? What was that website?
Friends Reunited.
Friends Reunited, that is it. They're really early. So that, I mean, in the internet terms, that is right at the beginning.
Exactly, because 20 years ago, I mean, the BBC News site, if you look at it, it was horrendous.
It certainly didn't have videos on it, that's for sure. Yeah. I think, you know, where LinkedIn are currently having endorsements from other people, which is, I don't know if it's caught on or not really. I think you'll find that they will also have, you know, LinkedIn endorsed, which means that they've passed this sort of online training.
I hate all that. And Shaq laughs at me because I always get bitter and twisted about it. Because again, every couple of weeks, oh, such and such has endorsed your skill for, you know, whatever.
Talking.
Yeah. It's all, you know, like, you know, requirements gathering.
You sneezed well this week. I'm endorsing you.
Endorse away, because I am champion sneezer.
There you go. Fetch Me has been launched.
Really?
Yes. This is the UK version of Magic. Magic is the US company that effectively allows you to text a number and you request something. So you can pretty much request anything, but sort of an object that you want to be delivered to your house, and they will sort it for you. As long as it's legal. And Fetch Me is the UK equivalent of that. And exactly the same. You text a number and they will arrange all that kind of purchasing and delivery sort of gumph. But it's an army of people, right? It's not automated. I'm sure there are automations involved. But the first time you enter your... you get asked to enter your credit card details, delivery details and stuff like that. And then from then on, you just text and they text you back a price and you either agree or not.
Well, it's just one of these things. It's like people have tried this before. So it used to be like, and I'm going back 3-4 years, there was like food delivery services, and it would get you any food within an hour, and none of them worked because they couldn't make money. And I was like, how does something make money? But this is the bit that's a bit weird. Is a £20 minimum order. So if I'm sitting here saying that I want some ice cream,
yeah,
it's going to have to be damn.
You've either got a massive tub of it, or there someone's making a lot of money.
Yeah. So that's the example here. You want one single chocolate bar. It's not even a Wonka bar. You want one single chocolate bar delivered. It's going to cost you £20, and Fetch Me's cut is going to be pretty high as well.
Yeah, and the price will vary as well. It's not going to be a fixed price. So one day you could be asking for your big tub of Wonka chocolate, and it will be one price, and then the next day it'll be a different one, depending obviously on the usage of their service. So it depends how much, you know, they call it surge pricing, because they can obviously only have the one army of people, and if there's lots and lots of requests coming in, that might change.
So I guess during Wimbledon week, strawberries are expensive. I guess today, if you're asthmatic and all the bad weather that's been around, I guess inhalers are going to be at a premium.
It's meant for what they call time poor people, which are people generally who feel themselves far too important to actually stop ever. Some people who've lost their complete work-life balance. And if you know, they're just expecting them to text stuff.
There was an article in Wired about it this month, and just the amount of services now that are, and there was a guy, it was an executive guy, and he was like, yep, I use 4 or 5 of these a week because I don't have the time. And it was things like, you know, I need somebody to go and do this particular task, go and do it for me. There's £10.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I was gonna say, you know, pretty much Amazon is that for surely buying stuff. You know, you click one button, and it's delivered the next day, right? But I'm guessing if it's different. So if you want a task completed, if you want garage cleaned out, stuff
and
like that.
And there was stuff like that they were saying. So if you need your flat cleaned, then there's some services now in the UK. You phone up and they'll guarantee a cleaner within half an hour. We'll turn up and clean.
Would you trust a cleaner though? I don't know. There you go. Certainly be watching.
What, you're going to watch the cleaner?
Would you trust a cleaner that got arrived in half an hour from a weird service that you just texted?
Well, why not?
I don't know.
What are they going to do?
Very untrusting. I'd have to tidy my house before cleaning it.
Exactly, so there's no point. Anyway, we're not executives. We don't need this.
Boom! Apple Qs, Ian. You love an Apple Q.
No, I used to.
So, you love an Apple Q. So you can't get enough. I think the whooping and the hollering.
I've been in three, and the last one was just I lost the will.
That's probably because you actually had the product and you were queuing for no reason, right?
No, well.
Couldn't you just skip the queue? I can't even remember what it was now.
It was the iPad. And I had pre-ordered and Shaq didn't. And then Shaq was like, oh, I want one. And I said, I'll stand.
Okay, I'll stand in the queue and I'll go and pick mine up.
And it was like 4 hours. It was just, the bit that killed it for me wasn't, there was people walking by, little saddos, and there was people like taking pictures. So I was taking pictures of them. There was like, and they were like, will you take a picture of me? You take a picture of me. And I'm like, I'm going to start a fight. But it was like my old doctor was walking by. Oh, how are you? Fine. What are you doing? Oh, we're waiting for the iPad. And the look on her face was like, you saddo.
Yeah, so you felt the shame. Social pressure.
But then...
They're saying that's going to be a thing of the past. I mean, there was also a fairly ugly scenes. I think it was two iPhones ago. The people had actually hired people to go and stand in queues, and there were arguments all started kicking off and people picking up too many. It was all
and Shaq
ugly.
Queued last year, not for the six, but the, so that was a year and a half ago. And he again hated it because he said that we felt it was like all the, we felt it was like folk getting paid to stand there. So he was in the queue, and this is in Glasgow. I don't know what it's like anywhere else. There was like maybe like 20, 30 people in the queue. And then all of a sudden it was like 10, 15, and it was, and Shaq's Asian, and he told me, so he said it was like 10, 15 kind of Asian guys, and he described it as just off the boat. So that was his words. I am not a Nigel Farage. You kept carrying, He says, but then the 10 or 15 guys then turned up and they jumped the queue saying that they knew this other guy.
Mm.
And then this other chap...
And there was no security around to support that.
This other chap then
I think
turned up and gave them all like 600 quid each.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, clearly they're not.
Yeah. And I think you say there's no security and Apple would say, well, I don't have to. It's nothing to do with me. There are people in a queue. And say, and then what? In the morning, things start getting a bit tidier. But anyway,
because the first time I queued, it wasn't like that at all. First time I queued, it was like proper, what you would say is like fanboys, really excited for the gadget, queuing up for it. Loads of like, shared experiences about, oh, this is a great Apple product. We're really looking forward to using this. And here's the current one. Here's the new one. All that kind of stuff. And I think that's gone.
Yeah. So and Apple decided it's not a good look.
And it isn't a good look. At the end of the day, it's not a good look.
Because it does garner a bit of, chastisement over the fanboyism and stuff like that. And they want to get people ordering on store. So even now, if you want an Apple Watch, you can. You just have to order it from the store. You don't have to queue anymore. The other issue being that, if you were just a casual passerby, you can never pick up one of the latest gadgets by just popping into the Apple store. So they want to deflect that as much as they can towards the shop. And the shops, as long as you don't want anything custom, it's next day. Well, not, it's only a couple of days delivery, isn't it? And I'm sure they release everything for launch day anyway.
Well, and a lot of people tie this to the watch because the watch has come out today for pre-order. And what they're saying is the stores can't carry enough stock. Because most Apple products, it's like, there's like, I don't know, six different SKUs of phones, and there's like maybe two different SKUs of each of the different MacBooks, and there's a couple of iMacs. So they don't actually have to carry, hundreds of things.
Yeah.
But the phones, sorry, the watch is different.
Yeah, because you can personalize the straps and
all that nonsense. Yeah. And there's the different sizes, and they're just saying to carry that much is probably too much for some of the stores because they're actually quite small. But at the same time, stuff's coming. Apple are really good at getting like stuff out. If you think how many phones they sold, it still boggles the mind. It's like, you know, 70 million phones or something. You know, if you look at it like over what is it, 60 days or 70 days, it was some crazy figure about, you know, 750,000 a day or something stupid like that. And you think about having to make all those and get all the supply chain in the right way. But the watch came out today, and within like a couple of minutes, it started stretching and with the delivery times. And much to my amusement, I was like chuckling at people on Twitter going, what do you mean it's 4 weeks? That's not on. And I'm still seeing people in America right now just saying, Apple are really disingenuous. I really wanted to, they're saying it's available from the 26th of April. I'm on right now and I can't get it. I can't get it till June. Apple have changed. This is, and it's like, no, they've put it on sale at like midnight in America, which is 8 o'clock our time. And if you wanted to get it, there's loads of people I follow on Twitter who stayed up, set an alarm, stayed up, got it, and went to bed.
They've queued on their own. Yeah, I mean, they will lose something by these queues, as in, you know, they do garner some publicity at least, and just like that,
there was
someone will bemoan.
Journalists in London today were down at the store because there was the Apple Watch obviously came out to go and you could go and book appointments to try them on. So Shaq had done that. I was too unwell. I've been filthy all day.
Try them on.
Yeah, but because there's a different sizes, there's a different strap.
Sure.
So he ordered two. He ordered two watches this morning.
Right.
Because he didn't know which one he wanted. So then
he's ordered them both.
He ordered them both, and he's went to the store, and he now knows what he's buying. He's cancelled the other one.
Right. Okay.
Makes sense.
Kind of.
Yeah. So it's.
Have you got one?
So.
Have you got one, Ian?
So
did you order one? Did you set your alarm for midnight?
No, because it's 8 o'clock a.m. UK time.
Did you set? No, then you didn't even have to set it.
No, I'm up. Basically, I've not slept for days.
So you have what you ordered?
I've ordered
the
this.
Gold one, £9,000.
That's it. Hold on, I need to blow my nose.
There'll be some interval music. Ding 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. He's back.
It was either that or it was going to drip all over me, and it's not a good look. So the reviews came out midweek, and the reviews, I guess I focused a lot of the negative things about it. Like, the whole point of a watch is you can just glance at it, but you're having to wait 2 seconds for the screen to come on. And it's like, that's going to irritate the hell out of me.
Surely that's fixable, though.
Well,
yeah, I guess the good thing is, because it needs that delay, otherwise it's going to keep popping on and off, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's things like the when you do that, it only goes on for 6 seconds, and some people are saying it would be nice to spell it a lot longer, or that's customizable, but Apple aren't great at giving you these things as customizable.
Not immediately,
options.
Because it's that's like, version two.
Yeah. So there's a whole lot of things like that, and the heart rate monitor wasn't accurate, and there's all of the things I was like, oh, I don't know if I want this. But I had a total fear of missing out, and so basically, I've done it for you, Chris, and for the podcast. I thought I needed an Apple Watch.
As a pair of podcasters, we needed an Apple Watch between us, and you were the man for the job.
And also,
I'm glad that you're thinking of me like that.
The other person I was thinking of was Shaq, because if I didn't get one, then he'd have nobody else to send his heartbeat to. So,
you are not going to be alone. There are going to be billions of people all wearing the Apple Watch. It's going to be another success story. Even if it doesn't bloom and work, it will still.
All right, so I've waited for the cheapest one, and I give it a punt. The smartwatch stuff interests me. That's why I bought a pair.
It was never in doubt. In my mind, you had bought it before they even made that announcement, because it's another product. Even though the next one will be a lot better, and the one following that will be the, you know, better
well,
again.
It's a pound a day, so in my head, it's like, if next year's version's like so much better, it's cost me a pound a day. Mother rationale.
Do you go through life?
Well, mother rationale. Am I hooked in heroin or crack? No. See you in a quid. Come on.
No, fair enough. Pound a day. That makes iPhone £2 a day.
Yep.
That's an interesting.
So the watch reviews, I thought, were quite interesting, because there was quite a lot.
So these downsides, what are they saying is a good side of it?
They've probably saying it's the best smartwatch out there, but I don't think that's saying too much right now. No. And also battery life, although they've said this 16-hour thing and people are like, oh, I need more. Nobody's had an issue, really.
No, okay. But you still do need to plug it in.
Oh, you need to plug it in overnight. And I did notice, because I'm interested in the kind of health tracking side of it. The Fitbit annoys me because they won't share with Apple Health. And that's making me look elsewhere. And actually, one of my mates responded to a blog post I did recently and said that's why he switched to Withings, because they add up for sharing.
Yeah.
And that's going to make me move. But I was thinking, the whole point of the Apple Watch was for tracking sleep, but sleep, there's no sleep features on it. They are basically saying,
well,
get it off
you
your
need
wrist
to plug
overnight.
It in overnight.
You need to charge it.
Yeah, so what's the point? Yeah, okay, that's an interesting point. Okay, we've also had MacBook reviews. MacBook, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this at the time. I don't understand now the difference between MacBook and MacBook Air. It's just they seem to be doing the same thing.
They're doing the same thing, but the MacBook is Retina and still the MacBook Air isn't.
How long before that's going to be? It's next product, probably. And then what's the difference?
Next year, maybe they merge. Whereas at the moment, I can understand why there's differences between them, because you can buy a MacBook Air right now that'll kind of slap it a bit silly from a processor perspective, but I still think the Airs will disappear.
Yeah, okay, so but all they need to do is up the processor on the MacBook, right?
Yeah.
So yeah,
but it's fanless, so there's only so much that can go before it.
Yeah,
melts.
Okay, so there are those differences, but it's getting pretty subtle. Also, 10.10.3 out.
It has fantastic emojis. But the biggest difference is it fixes lots of bugs with Wi-Fi and all that, but it comes out with the Photos app. So Photos replaces iPhoto and tries to take over from Aperture because they no longer support Aperture. So I've went all in. I've thrown everything up in iCloud. So I've got and I'm sure somebody somewhere in the iCloud team is sitting there going, we're making loads of money because there's everybody upgrading their iCloud accounts to support putting 50 gigs worth of photos in the cloud. Yeah. And it seems to have worked fine. It took quite a while, obviously, to upload all that. It took a morning and
probably didn't take as long for a nefarious hacker to download it.
Well, probably not. that was my other interesting podcast I listened to this week. That if you are worried about the cloud services and somebody hacking it, it's probably far more secure than you've got around your current PC or Mac, and they have been for years. But in your head, it's not.
No, exactly. On your Wi-Fi that's just outside your house. Yeah. The only thing is it's all collected in one place. That's why it's more attractive to
it. It was just interesting hearing somebody saying that to you. You're like,
put it to the different angle.
You're right.
Yeah.
So Photos, actually, I've been quite impressed because it's now synced everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I've got it on iPhone, MacBook Air, iMac, iPad.
How very Google Plus.
It seems to be working, apart from there's two photos and one video missing.
Yeah, give it a chance. It'll cock up somewhere.
Oh,
that's me being cynical.
But the whole syncing bit, I mean,
it's taken a little while for them to get it sorted, though, hasn't it?
I'm so impressed with my mum, because I got an iPhone for Christmas and she's out taking photos, which she said she would never do.
Yeah.
And she was sitting at home the other day and she's like, yeah, they're on my iPad. Just like magical. And you can see it's just like, this is fantastic because I can just browse my photos now.
Yeah, so now she doesn't have to worry about putting them somewhere and it's just done. Yep.
Well done.
And the 8.3 is a partner sort of similar updates, right?
Yes. And also the emoji. I have to point out that you can now, it now allows for racial profiling. So you can make your little men black, white, yellow.
So they don't just have to be yellow anymore.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So they're all out today.
They're all out this week. I think Wednesday was major update day, so get everything updated. Mm-hmm. But it does seem to fix quite a lot of bugs. If you look at the release list in 8.3, it's massive.
Yeah.
And it's all a lot of bug and stability settings.
Sony have bought OnLive's patents. So OnLive, that company that we did say was going to die but just seemed to stick around for ages, has sold its patents to Sony, and clearly on the PlayStation Now sort of side of things, they're going to be owning the market.
Yeah. we said for ages this was doomed, and it has been.
So like I say, I'm surprised it even lasted. In fact, I'm surprised it even made it to market. We said at the time this is never going to be able to be scalable. And I think their model isn't, but I think PlayStation's model is.
Yeah, and PlayStation, it's very interesting because they're doing things differently to Microsoft. Whereas the previous generation, the consoles were much of a muchness. I mean, you can maybe see the online service was slightly better, or the hardware was slightly different. Mm-hmm. They have got things now on the Sony platform that Microsoft don't have.
Yeah, and with patents like this, probably can't have it.
I was just saying to you that Dave, so B Piglet, has just picked up on it, and he's just tweeted me and said, "Can 360 games play on this?" And it's like, nope.
Nope.
And you've got no option. Whereas at least with this, you can pay Sony to play again the games you've already played, but it seems to work. You know, the reviews tend to say it works. And they're also going all in with VR. And I noticed the kind of Microsoft guy this week turned around and said, we don't think VR's ready. And so, yeah, HoloLens will come out, separate product. We're not even fussed about that. But they do seem to be quite a difference between them now. So yeah, online's no more. And I think nobody's moving over. This is just patents only.
Yes, this is literally the company disappearing effectively. Also, anyone that did sign up to the relaunched On Live service, which was partnered with the IGN founder, going to get a refund as long as they signed up pretty recently.
One thing I meant to ask when you were asking me about the Apple Watch, I guess it's of no interest to you.
The Apple Watch?
Yeah.
No, I haven't got an app. I haven't got a phone. So
Pebble.
No, it's I've got a watch that I like wearing.
No, that's fine.
It does things like tell the time without having to wait 2 seconds. Sure, it means I can't actually talk to someone on the phone by talking to my wrist, but I think I'll cope with that. Thanks very much.
No, I was just purely out of interest.
I've got a device
in
my pocket I can pull out and see notifications on.
No, I know it was to see where your head's at because friend of the show Brian obviously loves his Pebble. And he gets loads of messages on it, and it's a great way of what's important and what's not. I know you get messages quite a bit, and I just wondered if it was the same. You know,
no, I'm still not there yet. I'd say as much as anything, because I wear a watch that was a present to me on my 18th, I think, and that means more to me than say the difference between me getting my phone out of my pocket or just leaving it in there.
Mine's is still, I still fancy it more for the fitness side of things more than anything else.
So, well, they better get the heart rate monitor working then.
It's the type of
the type of wrist you've got.
No, it's the type of band. So the sports bands seemingly hold it tighter and will hold it more in place. But see the kind of metal ones, it moves around.
Yeah, they slide around a bit.
It struggles a bit more, which sounds plausible.
Reasonable. Yeah, sounds reasonable. Yeah. Oh, sorry, my brain's going off in all these weird directions. Star Wars. Matt, have you ever bought the Star Wars trilogy?
Or yes, multiple times.
Well, you've got another chance to buy it again, Ian.
No.
This time in digital HD.
No.
No?
No.
But this is it says this is for the fans.
If it was for the fans, then it wouldn't have been the Lucas bloody edit where Hans shoots second. I have bought Star Wars multiple times. I bought them on VHS. I bought them when they came out digitally remastered on VHS. I bought them on DVD. I was gifted them in Blu-ray. I ain't buying them again.
Now you can have them in digital form with, as yet, previously unreleased extras and content. I mean, they must be scraping the barrel for previously unreleased extras and content because every time it comes out, there's a new bit of preview or extra.
I think it's just seeing...
I'm pretty sure they said that Blu-ray was going to be the ultimate edition, right?
Yeah.
Now it's digital HD is the ultimate edition.
Well, the bit that had to be off about the Blu-ray was like Lucas took so long because people were like, as soon as Blu-ray came out, it was like, I can't wait to get, you know, Star Wars and Indiana Jones and all these fantastic films, you know, 1080p, all that kind of good stuff. And he was like, we don't think the format's really right for it. Sod off.
Anyway, you can get it. I don't know how much they're going to charge for it, but it's obviously this is all coinciding with the launch of the next film. So there you go.
And the thing is, the three new ones were rubbish.
I mean, I think to call them rubbish is a bit harsh. They're not classics, right? They weren't classics, but they could while away some hours.
They were garbage.
Jar Jar Binks was a bad decision.
So Jar Jar Binks was a bad decision, but even in the last one when it's like, you know, you've got Ewan McGregor with I have the high ground. He's bloody going to be Darth Vader. He can do whatever he likes. Standing on a slope 2 foot above him is not going to give you the advantage. I have the high ground. Don't make me kill you.
I think I've only ever watched that film once, so that shows how good that was.
I'm probably just getting to hell.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. That's end of the news, and unless you got a pick, that's the end of our podcast.
They're £14 each to buy.
14 quid each, okay. So yeah. Not even. It's a nice little earner. I don't know if we mentioned it last week. Neverwinter is a MMO come out on Xbox One. It's free to play.
I mentioned it and I said it wasn't really my thing.
Yeah, and I've played it lots and I really like it. Really seeing the benefit. It's very much hack and slash. It's not truly tactical like on what I'd call PC MMOs. Nicely and nice way to while away some hours for free. Okay.
Have you been tempted with it? Because I know when I looked at it, there was all sorts of, go and buy this and go and spend some.
Not had to yet.
Cool.
So everything's sort of unwinding as you'd expect. And I imagine there'll be some grinding to come.
Are you questing as a group? Are you just plodding through yourself?
No, just going around single.
Ah, okay.
Just single.
Because I know the couple of our mateys were teaming up and I'm a tank and I'm a warlord and I'm a wizard.
You can, yeah.
Wizard.
Like I say, I've joined online... you just join queues and go and because it's not really a tactical game in the same way that something like a WoW is, you literally just pile in. Everyone just piles in. there's no tank and there's no real thing like that. I mean, it's very basic tactics. It's just an action game. There's quite a lot of content, so take it for free and enjoy it.
Just while you're saying that, I must mention, and I can't remember if I've done it before, but the golf game, which kind of got average reviews, and it came out in Xbox and PS4.
Was it called Golf Club?
The Golf Club, that was it. Did I call it a golf game?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, I'm rubbish. So there's been three or four of us in the PS4, and every week, really enjoying it. And this week has been probably the best tournament I've done so far, which is like the 4 days of Augusta. So the four different, so somebody's done a really good course for Augusta, and it's got the pin positions for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
And we're playing through the tournament and it's so close.
And I'm guessing one of its weirdnesses was that you don't have to play at the same time. You can play against other people in a kind of, an asymmetric way. So you can come back to it 2 days later and it's almost as if you're playing with them at the time. And I guess that really works because it means that you only have to get it done within a certain time. And if you want to try and play in parallel, you can do.
So we've been doing tournaments like that. And most of the time we're not on at the same time. But this one we tried to, certainly for two of the nights we managed to get on. And for another night, two of us got on. And then tomorrow we're going to do our kind of closing round. And there's only one shot between the three of us.
Okay, cool.
And it's actually a really nice, multiplayer is still a bit flawed.
Well, that's to say, that was the biggest drawback. If you really did want to have that multiplayer experience,
and it's still not there.
It was very, very slow.
Yeah.
It was because it had to wait for everything to sink and you had to then wait your turn. So it just took too long.
But we're 6 months out since it's come out and new courses every week.
Was it £15 game?
I think
like
it was 22 or 24, but it keeps on going on sale. So it's like if you bide your time, you can pick up for peanuts.
I still got that. I haven't played it honestly since that opening weekend.
To show you how bad it's got, with all three of us that are still playing it, I've bought new pads because we're convinced the pads affecting the swing. So
every 6 months you're gonna have to replace your pads just to keep it.
So Bomb did it first. Kev was going to do it through the week, and I gave in today. Amazon primed, so I'll have a new pad tomorrow.
Brilliant.
And the new pads are a rip. £45 for a new pad.
£45?
Yeah. Well, I could have got a black one for £40, but I wanted a blue one. Because that's a special golf club one.
There you go. That's the end of the cast. So thanks very much for listening. Digitaloutbox.com is our website. You can email us, info@digitaloutbox.com. Twitter, Digital Outbox. I'm on Twitter as CheesyUK. And things are ramping up. AcademyRacer.co.uk from our racing stuff. Next week is the first race. So a week today, I will be already through all my testing, preparing for my racing. So all the times and stuff that I'm racing and the ways you can follow along are at AcademyRacer.co.uk. So do go there, follow along. Ian, where can we find you?
Blogs, ENDD.net, Twitter is Reaper, where I've just retweeted quite possibly the worst thing I've ever seen, which is new stands for your Apple Watch.
You'll be ordering them tomorrow then. There's a service. You can get it through that tech service. Fetch me. Thank you very much for putting up with us. I hope you can put up with us again. Hope you can put up with again. Nice. Next week. Speak to you then. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, sorry. It was about to drip. I had to take action.
Bloop.
I'm amazed I got through that with only two blows. So that was me. That was me at the supermarket this morning.
over the fresh fruit and veg.
No, I avoided that, but I was actually in the scones bit, getting some scones, and there might have been a bit of drippage. So, so somebody gets a scone and thinks, was that a bit salty? And it's just snot. Nothing else.